Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
I need
Well, praise the Lord. That song say, "Praise is what I do" by William Murphy. Lord, we just bless each and every one of y'all, tremendous supporters, and for coming on today and all time supporting Evangelist Asia Bernard. And we're so thankful that the Lord has seen fit for us to come back another beginning of a week to host this broadcast. It's a privilege and an honor to talk to God's people, and he sends his rhema word down from heaven on this earth for his people. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our founder and host, Evangelist Asia Bernard, and she's all the way from New Orleans. God bless you.
I always say that.
Well, you win.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. If I was able to sing a song today, I would sing "Just Another Day That the Lord Has Kept Me." Amen, amen. I know Mother Charity knows that song. "Just Another Day That the Lord Has Kept Me." Amen. And I'm sure all of you that has had an opportunity to wake up this morning, you can sing that same song. "It's another day that the Lord has kept us." Amen. So I'm just so thankful. I'm grateful for God being a healer. I'm grateful for him being a deliverer. I'm grateful for him being a mind regulator. Glory to God. Truly, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Amen. We just thank God for Sister Ruby standing in our stead last week. I wasn't feeling the greatest, but hey, those that were in the Bible say, they looked and they were healed. Amen. So sometimes you got to just look in that direction, and God is the one that does the healing anyway. So I thank God that I'm able to get back on the line with you all with a time of reflection. Amen. With New Destiny Ministries, again, we are here to empower souls for destiny. And each and every time we're able to fellowship and hear a word from the Lord, we are moving towards that destiny. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. As we all know, we're here Monday through Friday teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I know the Bible says that this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, so no man will be able to accuse God of anything. Amen. And we know that we serve a righteous and just God. Amen. So we thank God for all of your prayers. Amen. Thank you for lifting up my family and I. Amen. And thank you for all that you have done to support this ministry. I was able to listen to the messages from last week, and I tell you, they were powerful. We were talking about treasuring the anointing. I kicked it off on Tuesday, and I had to fall off. Amen. But I thank God, because he always has a vessel in the earth, amen, that is able to stand and declare, decree, and proclaim this gospel. Amen. So we're excited about today. We're excited about another week. This week we're going to be allowing the ministers to come forth and share whatever the Lord lay on their heart. Amen. So we don't have any particular topic this week. However the Lord lead them, that's the way we're going to flow this week. Amen. So we're excited. Thank God. See Mother Charity. See Sister T. Amen. And Sister T is going to minister the word for us today. So I'm excited about that. She is one that don't mind sharing this good news, and she'll share it everywhere she goes. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to ask her pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin, to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and then we're going to get right on into what the Lord has placed on Sister Tear Loxon's heart. I tell you, she's been with us from the inception of this radio broadcast, so she's no stranger. She's a part of this family. Amen, and I'm excited about what God is doing in her life. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to go to Pastor Martin. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Martin.
God bless you, too. How are you?
Doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So good to hear your voice.
Amen. You call me?
Amen.
Hello?
Can you open up with the word of prayer for us on
yes,
today?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for this
thank
is the day
you.
That you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father,
Holy
you said men should not live by bread alone, but by
Hallelujah.
Every word out of the mouth of God. Father, you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing
yes.
by the word of God. And, Father, we thank you for your word that's going forth, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the thunder of the soul of the marrow of the joint, is a discerner of thoughts and intents of our. Father, we thank you for using your example to go forth with the word on today. God, we give you the glory and honor and count your angels. Father, we thank you for your presence being on the airline, on the airwaves, oh God, on this radio broadcast station.
Oh,
God, we give you all the glory, hallelujah. We give you all the praise for the word that's about to go forth, God. And we thank you that your word
thank
is going
you,
to
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to person. It's going to do what
hallelujah.
You have been to
hey, glory.
To do. In Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Glory to God. Ooh, I just feel like praising him. I feel like worshiping. Hey, God is great and he's greatly to be praised. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you for Mother of the Day. Hallelujah. Thank you for Sister Ruby today. Thank you for the woman of God that's going to come and share the word of God with us on today. Amen. I know her personally. Amen. Met her several years ago. Amen. I know she loved the Lord. And guess what? None of us are without struggles. None of us are without challenges. None of us are without tests. None of us are without stories. We all have a story. Amen. And my story may not be yours. Amen. But you have a story. Amen. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, hey, glory to God, none of us would know where we would be today. Amen. So we praise God for Sister T. She is an evangelist. She evangelizes. Amen. Anytime you can go around the nation and around from city to city and state to state and open up the word of God and share this gospel, you're already evangelizing. You're already witnessing to souls. Amen. I can remember Sister T, you know, she'd be in some of these different businesses and she would have her cell phone and she would have it on the speakerphone and the people would be able to hear the messages being preached on this line. Amen. So, you know, so we're so soon to forget, but God will never forget your labor of love. God will never forget the people that you witness to on a daily basis. Amen. He has a record, and his record is impeccable.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So it gives me great pleasure. I'm so excited to hear what God is saying through this woman of God today. So we love you, Sister T. You're free. You're at home. Amen. So take your time and let the Lord use you and speak what he would have you to speak to our hearts on today. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I need a word. Hey, glory to God. I need a word. Amen. So God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. First giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, giving honor to Evangelist Bernard, to New Destiny Ministry, to the mothers on the line, to the beautiful pastors that are on the line, to the beautiful people of God. I am truly blessed to be on this line today. I thank God for all that he's done. I thank God because he has been a loving and a kind God. I thank God because this ministry has supported me through some very terrible times. But I honor God today, and I just want to give you what God gave me today. And I just thank God. So I'm going to start off with prayer, and then I'm just going to get into what God gave me. Father God, I come to you openly and humbly just to give you the glory and the honor and the praise, because you alone are worthy. There is none like you, Father. I thank you today for my life, for my health, for my strength, for my salvation, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, because you are worthy, Father. I ask you to cover these words that come from my mouth, that they be the words that you give me, that no flesh be glorified in your sight, that it be only for you to get the glory, for your people to get healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. I just bless you today. I ask you to bless everyone's household, everyone's family, everyone's children, Father God. Father God, I just lift up your people to you today. Word these lips of clay. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just want to start off by saying that it seemed like today, because I was going to speak, that I had a lot of distractions. But I know God is a God who will give you what to say and how to say. And I buy any distractions that's trying to distract me and give me what to say to the people of God. So I'm going to be coming to you from Psalms 91 because it truly is my secret place. I thank God for these scriptures because they literally saved my life. He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be like a shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the error that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is your refuge, even Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. In all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and your young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Upon me, therefore I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
Come on.
He has called upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life.
With long life,
I will satisfy him and through him my salvation. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. I just want to start out by saying the topic of my subject is a greater anointing in God.
Glory.
A greater anointing in God. All last week we talked about treasuring God's anointing. But God had me going through my notes and he said, you need to start here. This is where you start. It is a greater anointing in God. Where I'm taking you now is a greater anointing in him. He says, my efforts are motionless without God. We are motionless without God.
My, my.
Do you love God enough to sacrifice to the key to prepare and receive a fresh oil and fresh anointing from God? Find your source and place a new anointing, dwelling, hanging out with Jesus in a secret place.
Mm.
He said, if you hang around with me, I will rub off on you.
My, my, my. Ooh,
if nothing else matters when you are with me, totally protected from the enemy. He said, I am your fortress. And he said, you need a miracle right now. He said, how do you expect to get a miracle if you're not in a hard place in God?
Mm.
He says, I need a fresh anointing. Just because you speak and shout all over, it is not a fresh anointing. He said, give up everything for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to that place? How can you get healed, get protection, get a relationship, dwelling in the presence of the Lord? Get back to basics.
Ah.
Get on your knees and lay on your face before God.
My God.
Lay on your face, prostrate before your God.
Mm.
In that secret place where you can close the door and you can have your own time, your own personal time with God. He is requiring that of you in this hour.
Mm.
He said, if you are dry, God can make you become alive.
Mm.
And can these dry bones live?
Come on now. Woo, Jesus.
That God needs to have anointing in your life. All ready to get in position. Be closer to God. We have to abide in him.
Mm.
Stay with God.
Mm.
I want to touch. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless the Lord God.
God, I want to touch from you.
Yes.
Touch my mind so I can abide in you. I want to sit at the right next to God.
Mm.
Close to God. Get closer to God so he can talk to you. God can do nothing with you if you're not close to him.
Mm.
Rebuke things in the name of Jesus. Don't jump ship. Just walk on water with Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Take your time. It's all right. Hallelujah. Let the Lord use you.
Lord
of God.
I asked the Lord. I said, work on my mind. Work on my heart. Work on my spirit. Take me to the place where I can get my life together.
Mm.
I said, Lord, restore me.
Restore me. Yes, God.
Lord, micromanage my life.
I love that.
Micromanage my life. I need you. I need you like never before. Your people need you like never before. I need a peculiar blessing. An anointing so great that you don't care what's going on around you. The Lord has been good to me. He brought me out when nobody could. The Lord. It was the Lord. I can sit here and tell you, it was not me. It was the God that lives inside me.
All right.
It was him. He said, I want to put you in the atmosphere of worship. I don't want you to be in a dark place. That's why I have hidden you for 3 years in the Psalms 91 place. Because that's your secret place in me, And I seen how the Lord had to strip me of all the things that were hindering me, hindering
all right.
my walk with him. Mm. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it because I've always loved God. I've always loved Jesus, always loved his word, always loved being at church, always loved those things, but I had things that were hindering me. But I seen the Lord. If he can take the taste of tobacco out of my mouth, if he can take the taste of tobacco out of my mouth, if he can take the things that are not like him away from me, he can surely do it for you. If he can give you peace in your mind, I remember a time when I lost everything, my husband, my job, my family, became homeless, and I remember feeling like I needed to go to mental health, but I remember how the Lord had to lift me up and say, you know who you are.
Come on.
You belong to me.
Yeah.
I had you before even your mom and dad conceived you. I knew who you were going to be.
Yes.
You cannot live in a dark place. You cannot be around dark people. I had to separate you. He said, be separated.
Come
you
on,
knew
man.
Even as a child, you were different. You knew from the foundations of the earth, God knew who you were.
Mm.
So I thank and praise God for what he's doing. I thank God for salvation.
Mm.
I thank God for peace in my mind. I thank God for being able to encourage God's people, being able to pray for homeless people, being able to give my testimony, how God picked me up off the concrete and blessed me.
Mm.
How he did that. I was just giving a testimony at church recently. I used to sleep on the concrete right in front of the probation office right here in Stockton, California.
I
probably could have went to a friend's house or whatever. It was because I just felt like nobody cared and nobody, you know. And it was everything that happened to me, it happened to me so God can get the glory.
All right.
I realize that now. It was not about me. God did it so he can get the glory, so God can say, well, you know what? People can say, well, you know what? I remember when T was sleeping on the concrete.
Well,
he ain't sleeping on the concrete no more.
All right, come on now.
He is not living in sin no more. T is not fornicating no more. T is not doing anything that's not like God anymore.
Glory to God.
I just thank and praise God for what he's done in my life. He just took my life and did a whole 360 turn with it. And I honor God for it. He's used people in my life to come into my life to show me who God really is. Pastor B, Actress Martin, he used you, Evangelist. He used certain people to speak over my life. I just thank and praise God because it's not about me. I'm a worshiper. That's what I do. I love to worship God. I don't care if nobody's worshiping him. I will worship him. I will praise him. I will give him the glory. I know where he brought me from.
Yes, Lord.
I know what he did for me. I just honor God today. I just really honor God today. I just wanted to say this as well. He said, your anointing got to last you every day. Out of the rut and move into a new place in God. Receive a new place in God. Get a yes, Lord, in your spirit. If he says go, you better go. Go forward in your fresh anointing. Get your fresh anointing higher, highly favored of God. You are highly favored of God. I am so happy because I am in the presence of God.
Yes.
Came in a still small voice and said, repent and be baptized.
Come on.
He said, I want you to repent and be baptized.
All right.
He said, I want you to give up those things, you know, that are not like me.
Mm.
He said, we are spending too much time on our phones, on our Facebooks.
Come on.
We are spending too much time doing the things that are not pleasing to him.
Mm.
We have the gall and the audacity to wake up in the morning and not pop on our knees and give him our knee lights in prayer.
Mm.
We want to thank you for the day.
My God.
He said, you have forgotten your first love.
Mm.
So you want to ask you to do, so I'm going to get your attention. When chaos is brewing all around you, and you still won't praise him, you still won't worship him, you
Come
still
on.
Won't pray, he will get your attention. I thank God for the secret place. It's a secret place. I thank God that he has so many different names. And we've been going over the names of God in our Bible studies, and every time I pick up this paper and try to read it, it's like, our God is so awesome.
Awesome.
That he will do all these things for us.
Mm.
And he wants us to appreciate the God that he is. I'm going to read this, and then I'll just go ahead and close out. It says, Father, it's praying in the names of God. He says, Father, I come before your throne of grace, and I worship you. And I thank you for revealing yourself to us through your covenant name. You are El Elyon, the Most High God.
The Most High.
Hallelujah. You are above all principalities, might, and dominions. Your name is above every name in heaven and in the earth. You are seated in heavenly places, with all things under your feet. You, by your grace, you have made me to be seated with you in heavenly places.
Heavenly places.
Heavenly places. And therefore, I also stand on top with all things under my feet. You are El Elyon. You are Elohim, the God of creation.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
The creator of the universe,
yes,
the heaven and the earth, the world and all that dwell therein. You don't have to find blessings with me. You are the great creator who is able to create a great blessing for me. You are El Shaddai. El Shaddai. You are the God of much more, and you provide much more than enough for me. You are the self-sufficient one who supplies all my needs.
Yes.
Because of you, there is no lack in any area of my life. Because of you, there is no lack in any area of my life. You cause all grace to abound towards me so that I may have all sufficiency in all things. And you bless me exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think.
My God.
You are hallelujah. You are Jehovah, the great I am. You are self-existing, one who never leads me to what I need, because you are what I need in every situation. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. You are my peace that passes all man's
understanding. Thank you, Jesus.
You are my peace in the midst of confusion,
glory to God.
Turmoil, chaos, and you are my peace in the midst of every storm in my life. You are Jehovah Shalom.
Mm.
You are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner. You are more. Lord, you are my high tower against the enemy.
Mm.
You are the shield and the buckler. You are the victor and my captain over me, who gives me victory over sin, sickness, poverty, and every enemy of my life. You are Jehovah Nisi. You
Hallelujah.
Are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord, my provider. You are the one who provides for me everything I need according to your riches, according to your riches and glory. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals me.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Rapha, the Lord that heals me, because of your stripes and Jesus, no plague, sickness, or disease shall come nigh my dwelling.
Ah, glory.
You take sickness and disease away from me, and the number of my days you shall fulfill. And because of you, I am whole, well, and sound in my spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, I thank you for revealing yourself to us. Through your name, I worship and praise you for your name and who you are to me. I thank you also for giving us one name that is conglomeration of all these covenant names. I also give you praise, adoration, and thanksgiving for this is a name. It is a name that is greater and higher than any name.
Ah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Not
thank
only
you.
In the world, but also in the in which it is to come, the name that has and will cause every knee to bow,
every knee, come
every tongue to confess that he is Lord, that he causes demons to tremble and flee
yes, Lord.
At the sound of it, the name that causes yokes and strongholds to be loose and broken when it is spoken. The only name that brings healing, deliverance, the name that is powerful, awesome, mighty, wonderful, glory, magnificent, hallelujah, the name that is above all names, the name, his name is Jesus. He is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your Jehovah Shalom. He is your Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah. He is Yahweh. He is your Father. He is your Father. He does love you. He does care for you. He does move on your behalf. He does pay all your bills. He does be in your mind and heart. He does, oh my God, what does he do for you? Hallelujah. He does bless you. He does cover your family. He does meet all your needs. He is the great I am.
The
the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is, hallelujah, everything. He is everything.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God, today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being everything. I thank you, Lord, when I felt like I wasn't nothing. You said
Lord.
That I was everything. You
come
said
on.
That I was the apple of your eye. You said that you would use me for your glory. You said you would cover me in your blood. You
my
said
God.
That I would be before your people and speak the word of God on your behalf. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to use me as a vessel. Strip all Whatever they're struggling with, Lord Jesus, I ask you to remove it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of suicide. We bind the spirit of anxiety.
We bind
the spirit of not enough. We bind the spirit of homelessness. We
bind the spirits
that are not like God. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. For you alone are worthy. For you alone we give the praise. For you alone we give the glory and honor. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name,
Jesus.
Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Come here, Jesus, Lord. Deliver them today, Lord Jesus. Deliver them, Lord Jesus. Use me for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. So dwell in your secret place. It is your secret place. It's the place you can go where nobody can touch you. You can be there, you and God. It's the place that you can go where you and God can commune. It's the place that you can be with the heavenly of heavenlies. It is the place. It is that place. It is that secret place. Hallelujah. Will you commune with God? It is that most sacred place. It is a sacred place.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't forget your covenant with God. Don't forget your covenant with God. Don't forget where God brought you from. Don't forget who he is. Don't forget who he is. Don't forget how he loved you when nobody loved you. Don't forget how he was when all had forsaken you. Don't forget who he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you didn't forget who I was. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you sent those angels. That you sent that beautiful woman of God, Evangelist Bernard. I knew what you was doing when you sent her, Lord Jesus. I knew you had to send her, Lord, to help me to come out of that place, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's why the blessings are flowing over her life, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for sending that angel. I know what you know what I'm saying. I thank you, Lord, for sending her. Hiding me in her house in the secret place. She saw the God in me. She saw it in me before I even saw it. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, Lord Jesus. Your life is an example of what God can and will do. If you think God has forgotten you, God has not forgotten you.
Oh, yes, God.
Trying to do is get your attention.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He definitely has my attention. I was wondering why so many things were being taken from me.
Yes.
My father, my mother.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
My ex-husband. He's trying to take my kids. Oh, my God. But I thank God. He said, I had to allow you to go through those things so he can get the glory, so he can do the new thing in me.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I had to remove anything that was hindering you from me. And I need you to remember, those people were only on loan to you anyway.
Yes, God.
Those people were just on loan to you. Your parents were on loan to you. Those are my flowers, and I can pick them when I feel like it.
All right. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah.
We have to realize this body, this temple, is not ours.
That's it.
It belongs to him.
Hallelujah.
It is his temple. And how dare some of us think, because things are going so bad, that we can take our own life and we can't take something that don't even belong to us.
Hey, glory.
It don't even belong to us.
Yes, Lord.
And we need to be careful what we put inside this temple.
Come on.
As I'm speaking, you God is speaking.
Ooh, Jesus.
I've never had to go through what I went through, but I thank God I did because it drew me closer to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It drew me closer to Him. Well, I can depend on no man, nobody. I depend on God. Only He is your source and your resource. That's who He is.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God for the opportunity to come before God's people. You know,
Lord,
this is my first time ever really speaking on my beautiful godmother's line, Evangelist Adrienne Pinard, a time of reflection and New Destiny Ministries, and I just want to let them know how much I love them and I appreciate them, and I support this ministry any way that I can. It's because of this radio broadcast that God has changed my life forever.
Jesus, thank you.
And everywhere I go, I that is the God that's been on this line, the God that He placed around me. He placed such beautiful people around me. I don't know how to explain it to you. This woman of God came in my life, and ever since that day, a whirlwind, God just kept placing different people.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you, Evangelist Bernard. I wasn't a member in that church, but I just happened to be there that day, and God used from that day forward, from the first time you opened up your mouth, and I thank God for you, Evangelist. That's why in my prayers I speak your name. I speak your name in your ministry because I love you.
Glory.
I love you, and I just want you to know from the top and the bottom of my heart that your labor of love truly wasn't in vain, that you have a
Lord.
That's sitting right here in Stockton that's going to move forth in God. It's because of the God in me, and it's because of the God that was in you, a virtuous woman, a Proverbs 31 woman.
Thank God.
Continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that He called in these last and evil days. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus. That was something. That was something. Hallelujah, God.
I love you, Lord. I love you.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you.
All in love with Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All in love with Jesus.
I got a voice.
It's the best thing I've ever done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In His arms I feel protected. In His arms and heaven is connected. In His arms I feel protected. There's no place I'm at. Rather be He is the Alpha, He is the Omega, He is the Nisi, He's the best thing I've ever done. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, she fell off. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, we bless you, Lord.
Thank you.
We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Falling in love
with you alone.
Oh, glory, glory. That was good. That was a word, Sister T. It was a word to encourage. Amen. A word to let people know that no matter what you're going through, hallelujah, God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He knows. Amen. It's nothing hidden from God. when we were, she said, when we were in our mother's womb, he already knew what our parents would name us. He already knew our name. Amen, amen, amen. I didn't mean, you know, y'all call me the weeping prophet. Amen. But when I hear people praising and magnifying God and thanking him for what he's done in their life, you know, you have to put the mirror on yourself. And you have to, and that's why this broadcast is called A Time of Reflection. Because just hearing Sister T going forth as she did, my heart was just rejoicing. Amen. Because you know what? God said, hallelujah. Jesus told God, he said, all of them that you gave me, I kept everyone but the son of perdition. It was already destined for Judas to do what he did. Amen. But Jesus have never lost a battle. He's never lost a case. He never lost a soul, a true soul, that have dedicated their lives to him. I thank God as she was ministering, my mind just went back, you know, when you're witnessing and you're being a light. The Bible said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works. God knows those that are his, and he knows those that are real. He knows our heart. He knows the things that we can't even express. Amen. The things that we can't even express, you know, and sometimes people count you out. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded when we're in a ring, Sister T, amen, when there's two fighters in the ring, amen, and one may have a better scorecard, amen, but the winner always goes to the one that have been the most aggressive, the one that may knock that other one could have won every round. But it just take one knockout. Hallelujah. And that knockout cancel every round. Amen. And that's what God does. He comes in and he does a knockout. He knocks some of those people and some of those things that are hindering our progress and our walk with him. And he put us in the path of those that are going to live righteous, those that won't abuse us and misuse us. God knows what he's doing. Amen, amen. So I thank God for Sister T, because I've watched and I saw some of her, glory to God, saw some of her struggles, but she stayed in the vine. And that's what's important. The Bible says the race isn't given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but it's given to those that endure. Amen, amen. It don't matter when you start, how you start. As long as you're able to stay in this race, amen, you may not be the one that get the trophy or the prize, but as long as you can cross that finish line, I could hear my Savior saying, well done, well done. So I take my hats off to Sister T, and I commend her for the tenacity and the resilience that she had, the stick-to-itness, amen, to stick in this thing. I heard this girl say she slept in front of the DA office on the concrete. How many of on this line ever experienced anything like that? Sometimes we cry because we might not have the right pillow. But what about those that are outside that don't even have a pillow? They have a concrete to, a concrete to sleep on. Sometimes God blesses us so that we forget about those that don't have. But we are obligated. We're obligated. That's our commission, amen, to be a blessing to someone else, to think on the things of someone else. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth, she really have testified, and she have also gave us a word of exhortation, a word of encouragement, a word of hope. Hallelujah, word to let us know that this isn't the time to give up. This isn't the time to throw in the towel. This is the time to say, Lord, don't you slay me, yet will I trust you. I don't understand. We don't understand what God is doing in our lives. But if we could just stay focused, like she said, go back to the basics. Hallelujah. Go back to the basics. Sometimes we want to be so deep. Hey, if you go back to the ABCs of the gospel, you'll never go wrong. Ah, glory. Because his word, it never changes. He said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Lord said, I will in no wise. What do you say? In no way will I turn it away. So we need to go back to the basics. We need to go back and repent. Hallelujah. Humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. And that's what this particular passage is really saying. We're in a secret place. We haven't made it yet. We're striving for perfection. The Bible says 1,000 gonna fall at thy side, 10,000 at our right hand, but none of it is gonna come nigh thee. So you're gonna have some people that cross your path that, guess what, you're going to have to say goodbye to. And some you're going to have to embrace because God have them in your life for a specific purpose. Hallelujah. Our lives have to have purpose. Ooh, glory to God. You have touched me in a place. Hallelujah. And I needed that word today. As I said before, I didn't even know where she was coming from. But I needed a word, amen. When you're in a strange land, amen, and you're trying to change the atmosphere, amen, it's not always pretty. It's not always comfortable. But one thing you have to know, and you have to keep it in your spirit at all times, if the Lord said go, I know God is obligated to his word, and he'll never, he said, I'll wipe away heaven and earth before my word return to me void. Ah, Sister T, that was something. That was something. I needed that. I needed that word for myself. Now, I don't know about you all, but I needed it. Amen. Woo, glory to God. I thank you. Thank you. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I had quite a few callers on the day being a Monday. Amen. We're going to go on to Mother Charity. We'll just go on to Mother Charity and then Pastor Beatrice, Prophetess Darlene. Hallelujah. Yeah, quite a few was on, Sister T, so they heard the word. They may have had to drop off. Hallelujah. God bless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mother Charity. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Yeah, my mind is open.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, God.
You can go.
Okay.
We can come back to her, hopefully.
Okay, Sister Ruby, we'll go to Pastor Beatrice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, God is so good. I remember when my daughter, she was the first one to met T before me. And Sister
okay.
P was walking down the street. And then my daughter called me on the phone. She said, Mama, you got to meet this lady. She said she got the most beautiful smile. And she said, something about her. said, you just got to meet her. Mom, you got to just meet her. I know you'll fall in love with her. She said, I met her, and I know you will. So I came down and I met her. I told her, invited her to service and stuff. And then I heard that she had left in another building next door. And then I hadn't seen her in a while. And I prayed. I said, Lord, I said, you got to bring her back. If it's your will for me to help her bring her back. And then when she came walking through the door with you, I like to fall out.
What?
God said, yeah. And God, my daughter had took her home when my daughter met her. And my daughter wanted me to meet her. And then when I saw her, I said, you on the side of 91. You belong to God.
Man.
And God put you in a secret place. Just talking to her heart, her spirit. There's just something about her. And God, I brought Terry here. My mom didn't know she was here. My husband didn't know she was here. And I began, and then Vegas, she began to show on her face, and I told them she was here. And my mom and my husband said, she's been here all this time? I said, yes. Yeah. I said, how do y'all feel about her? They said, we didn't even know she was here. I said, I know that's the way God wanted it. But you know what? God had her hidden so he can do a work inside of her.
Yes, God.
He had her hidden from the world, the people in the world. And I truly see what Psalm 91 did for her life. I said, you on a Psalm 91? Because I've been in that secret place. And I see how the power of God will pick you up off the concrete. I've seen how God blessed her life and turned her life around. That's what I love. So you should never put your mouth or your foot down on somebody that's out there on the street.
All right.
The ABC, because they're diamonds in the rough. They're jewels. You never know where they come from. And
that's
God
right.
will take people like you and I, people like me, who he cleaned up. He keeps transform her life. And he has truly taken her from glory to glory. She's been in my life. She's faithful. She's a blessing.
Eight.
All the other people that were around me that were stealing, taking money from me and doing stuff, God removed them and God brought her in my life. This one right here, she'd never do that to you. And I love her so dearly. I just thank God for the people he used to impart into her life. She is truly a blessing. And she truly goes out and evangelizes. She hits the
yes,
streets.
She does.
And you know what? Like priests, like people. I mean, she's got a heart of gold. She's a blessing. She's a blessing to me and a blessing to others. And I love her dearly. I love her. I love her, and I thank God for her.
Glory to
God. Because
God
put a word in her mouth today. And gave her a testimony that like you said, the world should hear what God can do for people who loves him, for people that will give their life over to God. There's nothing. After hearing her testimony, anybody on this line know that there's nothing too hard for God.
Nothing. Hallelujah.
Evangelist T, be encouraged. Your labor of love is not in vain. And he that has begun a good work in you, he's going to complete it until the day of redemption. Pray to God, I'm pushing you higher. We all are pushing you higher. And I know you got a high calling on your life. And I pray that God will take your testimony all over the world.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woo, a great anointing in God. You know, as you were saying that about Sister T, you know, I even thinking about Sister Ruby and the scripture where the Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unaware. So sometimes we don't know what angel God have assigned to our lives. You know, we're looking at who we want to look at. Glory to God. But God has an assignment. He has an angel assigned to your life. And I really believe that. And Sister Ruby, talking about Sister T, Sister Ruby, we all were in the same church, so Sister Ruby knows Sister T, too, okay? It's a matter of before me, she was at the church when I got there, amen?
Wow.
So just talking about how God just bring people and situations full circle, and you never know, you know, the people you count out, Those people can be that angel, that angel that have been sent to lead and to guide and to direct. Glory to God. You don't know. So you never give up on people.
Never.
I remember I was going through something, and now I'm open. We ain't got a few more people on the line. It's pretty early. Going through something, and I was living in Atlanta. And I had asked the Lord to show me a sign. I was praying. And I remember it was like, ooh, Jesus, it must have been in the high 90s or close to over 100 degrees, real hot.
Yes.
And I saw this woman walking, and she was dressed in a wedding garment. Amen. It was like a bridesmaid. It wasn't white. It was hot pink. And I saw this woman walking down the road, and it was the road where you didn't have no spaces to walk. And I was praying and asking God for a sign, and God showed me that. And then when I seen it, I turned around because I was trying to go back and pick up this lady and give her a ride. And I said, well, what is this lady doing with this garment on, walking down this isolated road? And it was broad daylight. Hallelujah. And when I went back, Pastor B, Sister Ruben, when I went back to try to pick the lady, she was gone. God said, that you seen that? He said, that was an angel right there. So you got your answer. What you've been seeking me for, you got it right there. And I never really fully understood, but I knew one thing. Everything that I was going through, the Lord brought me out of it. He brought me out of it because guess what? I had turned around. I was going back to pick up that woman. And it was strange, and I told my cousin, Caridia, she was living in Atlanta with me, and I was sharing that with her. And I said, I still couldn't understand, but I said, everything I had been asking the Lord to do, he brought it full circle, and he did just what he promised me he would do. So, oh, God, be careful. How we entertain strangers, people we think are strangers. Amen. Let's go to Prophetess, hallelujah, Darlene. And Mother Charity, your line is still open if you could talk. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
God bless you. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. I give honor to the Most High God. I just truly thank God for another day that he has kept me. I give honor to Evangelist Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby and each and every person that is listening. I give honor to Sister T. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here just smiling. I kept saying, I wonder when Sister T is going to speak. And did you speak? God be the glory. I thank God for your words. I thank God for the strength that you gave. You encouraged me on today. So I just thank God for you, Sister T. Continue letting God use you. And I thank God for all the things you had to go through because he was able to encourage us and to strengthen us and to let us know to hold on, that God can do all things. So I just thank you, Sister T. I love you. I feel like I know you. God bless you and continue to be encouraged. And the best is yet to come, and this is your best now. God bless you all.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to Sister Leslie. God bless you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, God.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
First, giving honor to God and giving honor to everyone in their respective places as they have been called by God, and I just pray you continue to walk and fulfill your calling. I have to say I love Evangelist Tier. I love her. I call her Auntie Tier, but I know there is respect, so I have to call her by her title at this time. When I met her, I have to explain this. The day I met her, I had stepped out on faith, you know, by the leading of my pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin, and opened my business in the back area of her church. And it was a hard time for me because everyone who said they would support me up until the day of my opening were all there, and when I opened, no one was to be found. Not even the people I poured to and coached for free. I done gave them free products and everything, and no one was there. And I would, my mom said, "You go. You go every day.
Oh,
I don't care,
right.
You go." And so even I did not want to get up and go that morning, and I remember crying on the way, and I sat there, and this was during the time me and my husband just got laid off from our job 1 week apart. And mine's no income, no unemployment. We got denied for unemployment. We got denied for welfare. And my mother let her ministry home go to take us in and put us in her ministry home, which was hard for her because that's what she was called to do, but she did it. And I got to that office, and I was just feeling so down and depressed, and Evangelist T had walked past the door, and she just stuck her head in and said hello and smiled. And mind you, when she smiled at me, my whole everything just, she just gave me hope in her smile. And she kept walking, and I had to go out, and I said, "Excuse me, can you come in? Can I give you a lunch?" You know, even though my lunch was all liquid, you know, like, well, I don't know. You know, I said, "Don't worry, you know, it's a gift for me. Just listen to what I have to say, and let me, you know, prepare a lunch for you." So she sat there, and she listened to my whole little, you know, spiel for my products, and we walked, you know, and she had a shake and tea and water, and we just sat there, and she just began to listen to me, sharing her testimony. And it just seemed like so divine, because for that moment, you know, at a time of despair where I felt like everything was going wrong, she was just opened up to me, which is very vulnerable when you're sharing things like this to people. And, you know, she told me she was homeless. She told me, you know, sometimes she don't know where she'll lay her head, but she know God, and she trusts him. And when she told me that, I was just like, oh, my God. You know, here I am upset about my situation, and here is with a situation worse than mine, and
worse
she's not complaining. She wasn't upset, but she said, but God. You know, and I just felt I couldn't let go. When it came time to go, I said, I can't let you go. I said, my mom's not here. I don't know where you have to go. You might think I'm crazy, but God told me not to let you go. You got to meet my mom. I said, unfortunately, she's out of town for 2 days. But I know if I explain to her how I met you, she'd be mad I let you go. I said, can you please come home with me?
Definitely.
I could tell it was kind of awkward from her. She didn't know me. I didn't know her.
Right.
And she just said, you know what, I will. And, you know, I honored her from that moment. From that moment. I felt like we were family at that moment. I felt like she was an angel sent to me from God from that moment, and I didn't want to let her go. And so she came home. You know, we had dinner. We watched TV. She rested. I gave her space, you know, so she could rest. And when she woke up, we just talked for hours. We enjoyed food. We just had a good time. Good time. And she said she had some business to handle the next day. I didn't want to keep her against her will. But I didn't see her after that. I was like, wow, what happened to her? You know, where did she go? Out of nowhere, you know. And I told my husband about her, and he said, maybe that's just what God sent her there for. Now, my husband is not even a religious person. He wasn't raised in church. But he said, that's what God sent her there for. And to see her walk through the door, she just came. We had a revival. She walked through the door with Brother Mike, and she walked through the door with Sister Bernard. And I like near about faint, you know, like, oh, my God. You know, like I thought, I didn't know where she went. You know, she said she had business to handle, but, you know, God brought her back. And when my mom met her, she just couldn't let her go either. It was the same spirit. And her praise. I used to praise at the church, and people look at me all kind of crazy ways, like you need to sit down somewhere. And when praise and worship went forth, I was dancing in circles. She was dancing in circles. I said, this is my aunt. Look at this. This is family. We got the same worship. And I just felt, I took all my secrets to her. She didn't talk about me. She didn't put me down. She didn't judge me.
All right.
She gave me godly wisdom on everything. I told her I was tired of ministry and tired of people using my mom. And, you know, she just listened to me. She let me vent.
Right.
You know, and I voiced my frustration. And it was always bringing it right back to the word, the undeniable word of God. And we just took ministry head on. It just seemed like it was me and her against the dry bones.
All right.
And I love her. I love her. Like, she's my best friend besides my mom. I call her when I have issues in my marriage, and she counsels me. You know, it's times I want to walk away from my husband, times I want to take my life, and she counsels me.
Glory.
She don't go back and tell nobody what I say.
All right.
Give me the word of God. And that's that. She don't even bring it back up. And, you know, for me and my mom, it was so hard because I hated her. I hated my mom, you know, and I loved her and I hated her all in one. The enemy had me on some kind of weird, strange roller coaster. But I would tell her how I felt, and she said, well, you know, this is what God's words say. I'll talk to her, and next thing you know, she's like, just 2 weeks ago, I was upset with my mom. And she said, you know, you have to go in there. You have to talk to her. You have to tell her how you feel. You have to talk. You can't yell.
That's right.
And just go in there. And I was like, I don't want to talk to her.
Wisdom.
You're going to go in there, and you're going to talk to your mom. And ever since me and my mom been so close, inseparable. And I love my mom. I love her. I love her with everything.
Right.
I don't hate her. And I just thank her. I thank God for the spirit and evangelist here. I'm not trying to praise her, but I just want to, it's the heart that God looks
That's
at.
That's all right.
She has a heart of gold.
I would say give honor to whom honor is due.
It's the same way she looked at me and saw love. It's the same way I looked at her and saw love. And she just have a heart for the homeless. She goes, she just leaves. She asks God to order her steps, and she'll end up at the waterfront preaching. She's God-led, and you don't come across too many people like that.
That's right.
The human love that she has, when Pastor Bernard, from the moment I met her, she had a phone and nothing else. And when 1258 hit, or 1250, she politely put up one finger and said, excuse me, I have an obligation. And for the 2 years, going on 3 years, this will be the third year, you know, coming at the end of this summer, July, this will be the third year year I've been blessed with her. And she still politely raises up her finger and will tell anybody at 1:12:50, excuse me, I have a commitment. She's committed to the things of God.
Yes, she is.
She's committed to her prayers. And when she tells you she's praying for you, oh, you trust and believe, she's praying for you.
And
she's just committed. And committed to church, committed to our pastor, committed to leadership,
committed
to calling the line, committed to reading, you know, committed to being a mother, regardless of what's in her pocket. She's committed. And I just know that God is about to bless her, bless her, open the windows of heaven, and bless her for her obedience, for her being steadfast and immovable in God.
Yes.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just glorify Jesus for her. I glorify her for being in my mother's life. I don't have to worry. There was times where I had to get in the car and zoom out the door to go handle somebody for my mom. And he just said, you don't have to worry. I'm here. God has me here. And the situation is under control. It don't be under control, but that's what she tell me, you know. And she speaks it over the situation, and it happens. So I'm just thankful that my mom has someone in ministry by her side who loves women.
Yeah.
We do as we move forward in Women of Vision. She just has a heart of God. And the message that she brought today about being in the secret place meant a lot to me. And it meant it to me. And to look at her and see all the things I've been through that she's overcome gives me hope and faith in Jesus. And God bless
Amen. That's a wonderful testimony, you know, and that's what we need. That's where God gets the glory, when people can testify of the life that you live. And that's what letting your light shine mean. It don't mean that you go around boasting and bragging on what you're doing. But
as you meet and share this gospel, and let the compassion that you have in your heart minister to people, then, you know, God will never forget your labor of love. And Sister T have that, you know, the song Kirk Franklin sings, Smile. You know, he could have written that song for Sister T, because no matter what she has gone through, and even in the midst of her going through, she always was polite, always had a smile on her face. So this Sister T day today, amen, God. I thank God for
it. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to Mother Charity, and then we're going to go to Sister Ruby. We had a few more callers. They dropped off. So Mother Charity?
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you all. You know what? I was sitting here, praise the Lord, and it's kind of hot in this room, so I put on the fan. I didn't put on the air condition because it'll wake up Mr. Arthur. So I said, well, I'm staying real low. And the next thing I know, I done gone to sleep.
Oh,
and, Lord,
I
could hear y'all
Mama.
In and out. I was in and out of it, in and out of it. Oh, God, I guess I was kind of tired. And then that fan blowing on me, too, had to lull me off to sleep, I tell you the truth. But you know what? The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing.
I know that's right.
God, and thank the Lord, amen, for all of God's blessings that the Lord have bestowed upon me, and I thank God for each and every one that's on the line today. I can kind of hear you in and out, praise the Lord. And
all
I know
right,
that
Mom.
You was talking about the blessings of the Lord, amen. Because
yeah.
We always, every day, amen, that we could meet together, we could always say something good about God all the time.
All
praise
the
Lord, because it's never nothing bad about the Lord at any time.
Mm.
And so I just thank God, amen, for all of the testimonies that we're going through. Praise God, amen, and I'm very much encouraged, glory to God, to walk with the Lord. We're in such an evil and a wicked time. And I tell you the truth, I just thank God we got the Lord in our life. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. He is so good to us. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And I thank God for you and everyone. Amen. And their testimonies today. Praise the Lord. Y'all continue to pray for me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. We're going to go back. I'm just so happy to have Sister Ruby back on the line. I tell you, it's such a great blessing, amen, when you're here and you're running here, there, and everywhere, and just to have somebody that's able to be there and open that switchboard, you all just don't know what a blessing that is. And Sister Ruby is very prompt and very meticulous, so we're just so happy to have her back helping us out with the switchboard. It's such a great blessing. So we're going to go to Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby knows Sister T, too. Amen, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody. This was a blessing to hear Sister T bring the word and with her testimony, Psalms 91, you know, and like you say, we were all in the church together. And one thing about Sister T, like they say, she has a beautiful smile and she's always in you know, mingling with this and that and encourage them, not only the women, but the men in the church. Sister T has been a great witness out there on the sidewalk. You know, I'm a witness, so I know witnesses. So Sister T is a great witness. And not only that, the Lord has anointed Sister T.
Glory.
And about, see, sometimes she be sitting, you know, she's a praiser, like she's saying, a worshiper. And when you look around and with that praise team get up or whatever, Sister T gone. And I'm saying the Lord has given her such a beautiful, anointed voice. And not only, I remember, Sister T, you know, you'll be surprised at the saints that the Bible say to watch and pray. And you'll be surprised how you don't know how the saints are looking or watching your everything, the way you do things. Is it the fruit of the spirits operating, or is it this fleshly operating? But Sister T have always, and she's always want to be wherever her hands fit to do. She's there to do it. So We commend you, Sister T. The word was a blessing, and plus with your testimony and you anointed. You know, you be getting up there. I hear you say, a great anointing in God. I say, Lord, Sister T don't need much. She got it. Because when it come up in her spirit, from her feet to her head, Sister T gone praising and worshiping the Lord and singing one of them old songs. She pick it all the way up out of her belly. And the next thing you know, it's over. I say, Lord, Sister T is just awesome. So God bless you, Sister T. It's been a blessing, encouragement, and it's just a blessing that the Lord has taken you further. And matter of fact, you say this is the first time you brought a word on the broadcast, so we're so excited and blessed that the Holy Ghost directed and guided this. Like I say, the Lord operates this broadcast, and I always ask y'all, pray God's will for this broadcast. God bless you, Sister T. It was a blessing.
Amen, amen. This is the time she had a full time, but Sister T have brought a word with testimony time before we had a time of reflection, I think, and she was able to minister a little bit. So we certainly thank God for her. Amen. It's been a blessing, blessing, blessing. Amen. So we're going to ask, I'm going to ask, well, some have dropped off, mother than dropped off, prophetess Darlene and dropped off. I'm going to go to Sister Leslie, and I want her to pray a special prayer for Sister T as the Lord continued to anoint her to preach and teach this gospel. And then we're going to go back to Sister T, and we're going to let you all go. Sister Leslie? Sister Ruby?
Yes, please. My kids were talking loud.
Amen. Are you able to pray? We want you to pray a special blessing. Okay. All right.
We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word declared that we enter into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, Lord God. So we honor you right now, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory right now, Lord Jesus. We give you all our praise right now. First and foremost, Lord God, we're entering in with thanksgiving, Lord God. We're entering in with praises, Lord God. And I just pray right now, Lord God, that you pour your virtue into Sister Tear. Right now, Lord God. That you're where she is right now, Lord God. Fill her up from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Give her a double anointing, Lord God. Give her a new dance to praise you, Lord God. New music, new songs to sing, Lord God. Do all things new in her life, Lord God. New, Lord God. We speak it, Lord God. You said that we have not because we ask. And I ask right now on behalf of evangelists here, Lord God, that you do new and great, mighty things in her life, Lord God. That everything she put her hands to will prosper, Lord God. That you open a door for her, Lord God. That you bless her with the desires of her heart, Lord God. That you restore everything the enemy stole to her, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in her life at this hour, Lord God, at this season, Lord God. We ask that you don't delay her blessings, Lord God. That you just open the windows of heaven right now, Lord God. Pour out a blessing, Lord God, that she won't have room enough to receive, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you fill her mouth, Lord God, with your words of wisdom, Lord God, to share to your people when she go out and evangelize, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, with those desires, Lord God. If she want to feed the homeless, Lord God, bless her with the food and finances and the materials needed, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, in this homeless ministry, Lord God. Use her great and boldly in a mighty way, Lord God. We just pray right now, Lord God, on her behalf. Touch her body, Lord God. Anything in her body that's ailing or anything, Lord God. Complete healing for the things we know not of in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, that you continue to give her beauty for her ashes, Lord God. Every time we see her, she looks brand new and beautiful, Lord God. But do so more, Lord God. Let them see your glory. Let them see your love. Let them see your face when they look on her, Lord God. You can use anything, Lord God. We know you can use her, Lord God. And thank you for her humbleness, Lord God. Her humbleness, Lord God. Bless her for being humble to her leaders, despite how she feels, Lord God. She's humble, Lord God. Bless her for that, Lord God. Bless her for her obedience, Lord God. You said restoration, Lord God. You said renewed strength, Lord God. You said renewed praise, Lord God. A double anointing, Lord God. You said you'll bless her 100 times over, Lord God. Not double. You said 100 times over, Lord God. Let her labor go in vain, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God. Let people just begin to Put money in her hand. Pentecostal handshakes everywhere she goes, Lord God. Show her your mercy, Lord God. Show her your love, Lord God. Fill her heart right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, the enemy tried to break her heart, Lord God. Unto you, Lord God. So we ask right now, Lord God, Jesus, right now, Lord God, you give her an open heart operation right now, Lord God. Send your ministering angels right now, Lord God, to pour love into her heart, Lord God. Her heart will never be broken, Lord God, ever again, Lord God. No, Lord God, we ask that you fill it up right now, Lord God. You give her a new heart that only beats for you, Lord God. You give her new joy, Lord God. You give her new strength, Lord God. Turn her up like she's a roaring lion, Lord God, going to do your will, Lord God. She will never be weary in doing good, Lord God, after the day. Never be weary in doing good, Lord God, after the day. Lord God, even when she feel like she have no strength, when she go to put her hands forth and do the work of ministry, Lord God, we pray a supernatural strength into her life, Lord God. Supernatural boldness into her life, Lord God. You're giving the words to say, Lord God. But now I hear you saying, Lord God, it's time to open her up, open her mouth and speak what is gave her, Lord
thank
God.
Let her speak your word in boldness,
Lord God. Don't worry about the people. People, God said. You just deliver my word, God said. And she moved forth in doing the things of you, Lord God. Don't hold back anything good from her, Lord God. Oh, let your will be done, Lord God. Oh, she sees travelers, Lord God, traveling for you, Lord God. She want to travel to do your will, Lord God. Open up the doors, Lord God. Let her go across the state doing your will, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
You make provision, Lord God. You open the door, Lord God. It's your will for her life, Lord God. Nobody else's will over her life, Lord God. We just pray right now. Restoration to her children, Lord God. Restore her family, Lord God. Her son, her daughters, Lord God. I see a family reunion coming forth, Lord God. And we
stand,
Lord God. She will be that one that pulls her family together, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
No longer a black sheep, for she is a white sheep. Riding on a white horse, proclaiming the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, and we worship you.
Hallelujah.
We worship you for what you're doing, Lord God.
We give you praise.
Things seen and the things unseen in our life, Lord God. We know you're working out in our favor, Lord God. You said you'll never be denied. You said you'll never be denied in Jesus' name, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
And we thank you for your stamp of approval, Lord God.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We know that she's coming out with a mighty trumpet now, Lord God.
Yes, God.
I'll give you the glory, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You said you're giving her clear, decisive thoughts right now, Lord God.
You said you're going to give her directions, Lord God. You're telling her to take notes, Lord God. Write down what the Lord gives for you and pursue it because he will make it come to pass. And we pray
All right. Thank you, Lord.
And we pray in faith, Jesus. We all come in covenant agreement. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God.
Availeth much.
I call myself righteous in you through my faith in Jesus Christ. I call everybody on this line righteous through their faith in Jesus Christ, Lord God. We know that
you
will not let this prayer go unanswered.
We bless you, God. We thank you.
We
thank you.
We know you will not let this prayer go unanswered, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right.
We bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to go back to Sister T for the final remarks. Amen. I have my little one-year-old grandbaby here, so I'm trying to keep her occupied. But anyway, God bless. We love you, Sister T. We thank God for everything that he's doing in your life. It's all I can say is expect greater, as you said. A greater anointing of God, and that which you are asking God to do, he certainly will do it. Amen. So we bless you. So we're going to go back to you for the final comments, and you can dismiss us. Amen. Get ready. This is freestyle week, so whatever the Lord lay on their heart this week, that's how we'll be flowing this week. So we don't know the full lineup yet, but just keep us in your prayers. Amen. Sister T.
God bless you too. I just praise and honor God for what he has done on today, that his word came forth the way he saw fit. I thank and honor God for New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. You're truly loved, and I'm truly pressed. Bless God for you. I thank God for God's people, and I just want to thank God for all the people that have been supporting me over the years.
Thank you.
I love you from the top and the bottom of my heart. For Pastor Beatrice Martin, thank you for my Psalms 91. Thank you, Leslie, for just loving me for who I am. And I just thank God for this broadcast, for imparting so many words of wisdom inside of me. You know, those seeds are truly growing today. So I just honor God today for everything he has done, and I just praise God for his people, and I thank
you,
God,
Jesus,
for everything that he's done. I'm just really overwhelmed right now. I don't want no glory for myself, because I know all the glory belongs to God. It all belongs to him, and falling in love with Jesus really was the best thing that I ever done. So I love to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, that I continue to be the daughter he called me to be, and I continue to be obedient in his word. So, Father God, we just come to you in the
name
of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
You all the honor and praise and glory, because
you
are worthy, Lord Jesus. We cover this broadcast with your blood, Father God.
Hallelujah.
The word that comes onto this broadcast, let it be of God, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, use your people for your own glory. Let no flesh glorify in your sight, Father God. Let your word come forth like never before, Father God. We pray for the evangelist today, Father
God. Hallelujah,
every need, Father God. We ask you to touch
Hallelujah.
Her every area of her life, Father God. We ask you to heal her body.
Thank
from the top
you,
of her
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hands on her finances, her health and strength.
Thank you, God.
Direct her, Father. Let your will for her life be revealed in her, Lord Jesus. Father, even on those days when she just don't feel like doing it, Father, we ask you to give her faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. For all that she's poured out to God's people, Father God, we just ask you. You said at the beginning of the year that you will give us double for all our trouble,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For trouble, for every trouble that she had, Father. I ask you, Lord Jesus, for every tear that you cry, that you give her a blessing for her, Father. Father, I just thank you for this broadcast, for it has changed many lives, not just mine, Father God. We just thank you, Father, for her commitment to this radio broadcast. We thank you, Father, for her love and kindness. We thank you for her words of wisdom, Father. And we're just thanking you for her, Father God. Father, we lift her up to you today, Father. Even her secret petitions that you have before, she has before you, Father God. I ask you to grant every secret petition, Father God.
Hallelujah.
For in this conference, Father God, that you make the provisions, Father. That,
yes,
that
God.
That you will send all the help that she needs, Father God. Father, as
oh,
we go,
Lord,
we
God.
You, Father God. Father, we thank you for her love, Father. We thank you for her kindness, Father. We thank you for even the vision she had to start this broadcast, Father God. We ask you to continue
you,
to meet
Jesus.
You, Father God. And we
Hallelujah.
Pray for all the people that work
Lord
this life, Lord Jesus, that on here every day, Father, speaking your word,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Some
thank
of us
you,
are
Jesus.
Thirsty for you, Father God, and we thank you for the thirst that we have in our hearts for you, Lord Jesus. And we know that you are making the ways out of no way, Father God. I ask you to touch someone on this line who probably didn't say nothing. I ask you to bless my daughter. She came on the line, Lord Jesus, and I know she's not a talker, Father, but I thank
Hallelujah.
God her and her
thank
labor
God.
Love, her laboring, Father God. So today we just honor you today. Today
we
is
honor
about
you, Lord.
Today is about you. Today is always about you. Because truly, it's my motto. There is none like you in all the earth, Father.
Hallelujah.
But ask
Jesus.
Today just to continue to bless us, to continue to grant us joy, continue to grant us peace, Father. Continue to keep those mouths on our faces. I say this to my daughter all the time. The enemy cannot stand to see you smile. Even when
yes,
things are on your life, you smile and you give God the glory. And let him work on the inside of you. So I just ask everybody just to have a blessed evening and go with God and seek and see faith like never before. Pray my sins to the Lord that I continue to be the daughter that he called me to be. I love you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, we certainly thank you, Sister T. So God bless you. We're going to let Sister Ruby to close us on out with a prayer. I am full today. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, God. I mean, close us out with a song. Amen. Did I say prayer? Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on the line tomorrow. Glory to God.
some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial.
At my lowest.
You cannot
imagine.
You cannot imagine. The strongholds and the walls that you
but God has been faithful.
Oh, God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave
me. My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance
is my
and the guilt that consumed me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand. So just let me tell you.
About God, because
oh,
even though I'm not perfect,
he would never leave me.
My story,
my story proves that God can do.
And my deliverance,
and deliverance.
What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know my story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story. And it's through my testimony,
through my testimony,
that I overcome.
And the blood you shed, delivered I am.
I've been delivered. I've been set free.
Now I have.
Now I have a testimony. Bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor upon me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wondrous.
God is my story.
Life and favor upon me.
Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God threw me out.
All the things I've done.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll see you all on tomorrow. God bless you all. Have a great day. Thank you, Jesus.